My signature coaching program, the Discipline Bootcamp, is all about disciplining your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you are struggling in an area of weakness, if you are unable to get your flesh under control, if you are struggling with anger, if you are struggling with the root of bitterness, if your behaviors, your mindsets, and your thoughts do not reflect the heart of God, if they do not reflect discipline, if it does not reflect His character, then the Discipline Bootcamp is for you. For a more hands-on experience, join the 21-day Discipline Bootcamp, which is a 21-day experience of the 6-month coaching program. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist by clicking the link in my show notes to get started. Building discipline in this area is tough, but building discipline in the areas of your weaknesses will ensure your growth and evolution towards purpose. Learning how to get to the root of your issues, the root of your negative and toxic behaviors and mindsets will set you free from bondage. Learning how to identify unhealed emotions and learning how to manage them will help you understand what behaviors and what mindsets needs to be eliminated, and what new mindsets and new behaviors needs to be cultivated. If you are a female entrepreneur or leader or influencer or content creator, and you are placed in the position of leadership, join the 21-day experience. It is designed to help you become the best version of yourself as a leader, a mother, and a true vessel of God. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist to receive all the information you need when the 21-day experience launches. As a disclaimer, the Discipline Bootcamp is not for everyone. It is only for those who are serious about changing their habits, their toxic mindsets and behaviors, and those who want to become emotionally stable to fully operate in their purpose. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes, and I will see you all there.
Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because He sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business.
That's none of my business.
Going after the things that
okay.
All right.
Just making sure. Making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope that you all are doing well. If you ain't, You already know what you need to do. Y'all should know by now. How many times have I said this in the intros? If you not, go ahead and call on Jesus, please. Today is the day after the Holy Spirit wrecked me. I was wrecked yesterday. Oh, when I tell y'all, the Holy Spirit literally visited me. Okay, the glory of the Lord shone His face upon me yesterday. And when I tell y'all, yesterday was just a chill rest day for me. I didn't do a thing. I was in prayer all day. I was listening to worship music, and oh, I gotta get into my new favorite song, because oh, when I tell y'all, yesterday was much needed. And I have just been going. I have been operating in my business. I have been, you know, doing all of the things that God is showing me to do. But y'all know the spiritual warfare has been heavy on your girl. I can't tell y'all how mad the enemy must be for this 21-day discipline bootcamp, these programs, all of these coaching experiences, because the Lord is really doing something in me. And this episode is inspired by that revelation. But when I tell y'all the type of Andrea, the type of Drea K that you all are about to experience is a new person. Like, I don't know what the Lord done did to me.
during this time of consecration, during these last 30 days. But y'all, I just feel so different. I feel different, and I can't even really explain it. I can't articulate how I've changed, but it's just different. So yesterday I woke up and I had that song. Y'all know, if you on TikTok, do you know all of the Christian girlies are posting videos with that song, things are about to shift quickly. Y'all know that song. And this song had been on my heart for the last like couple of weeks, but yesterday morning I woke up and I had this praise on my heart, and I was in the kitchen and I was clapping and I was dancing and I was like, what is happening? What is going on? And so y'all know we are in a very crucial time in the kingdom of God, where God is calling us to do these amazing things. He's calling us to steward over the people that he is sending our way, right? He's calling us to do these amazing things, but there is a temptation to begin operating in selfish ambition. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, but let me finish my story. I'm just so excited. I'm sitting up here. Let me calm down, okay? And let me finish my story. So I'm in the kitchen, and that song was just playing in my head. I didn't put it on yet. I didn't go on Apple Music and look for it yet. It was just in my head. And so I'm listening to it in my head, and I'm just like, all right, Lord, what's up? What what we doing? Because a couple of episodes ago, the Lord was telling us that we are at a passing point. We need to stay in position because God is literally about to break us into wherever it is that God has called us to be, right? So we're at a passing point. And so I'm sitting up here praise dancing, and I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? So I get in the car and I go, to look for that song. So I'm listening to it a couple of times. It's like a 3-minute song, and I'm just listening to it back to back to back. That then led me to watch another video that I had saved on my YouTube channel. And it was a choir song. It was the Holy Ghost, or like Power. I don't know what the name of it was. The song, I don't know what the name of the song was. But they was like, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Y'all know, if you a church kid, you look, come on now. And they was singing that song. And I'm sitting up here like, yes, give it to me, Lord, because clearly I needed this today. And so then that song led me to another video of Ja'Kalyn Carr. I don't know where she was at. She had performed somewhere a couple years ago, and she had this green sequin outfit on, and she was performing her song, It's Yours. And the breakdown part had got me, y'all. When I say that thing there, if you know anything about Ja'Kalyn Carr, then you already know. Like if you know, you know. But just picture me in the car. These are the vibes. This is before my son even got in the car. This is the vibe that I am in pulling up to the school to get him. So after that song, I clicked on another random video on YouTube, but this one was like a mic toss that I like watching. A couple of gospel artists was doing like a mic toss. Y'all know Kirk Franklin. Y'all know he be everywhere doing these mic tosses and stuff. So he was giving the mic to different gospel artists. He gave the mic to Zacardi Cortez. If you know, you know. Then he gave the mic to, or first he gave the mic to Melvin Crisby. If you know, you know. But when I say this caught me off guard, Kirk Franklin, he passed up Kalante Gavin. I was feeling some type of way about that. But he passed him up, but he gave the mic to this girl. And let me see if I'm saying her name correctly, because I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly or not. But when I say, oh, Lord, this song has been on repeat ever since I listened to it. Anisha. Figueroa, I don't know her last name, I can't pronounce it, but she started singing, and I'm sitting up here like, oh no, who is that? Because she's giving Leandria Johnson vibes. What is that? Who is that? So I go on my Apple Music and I'm just scrolling through her songs and everything like that. She doesn't have an album or an EP or anything, but she got this song, y'all. It's called Holy One, and apparently this is a remake of a Tremaine Hawkins song. Oh, when I tell y'all this song perfectly articulated what I am currently experiencing and going through. And it literally got me so emotional yesterday. I was crying all day yesterday. I'm just like, Lord, what is happening? What are you doing? But when I got to this song, like, if you know me, you know, like, I'm all for the praise breaks and the dances and the fast up tempo songs. But them slow worship songs, oh, it just does something to my soul. And so I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm just, first of all, the way she sung it, I'm like, ain't no way. Ironically, at my church in the choir, y'all know I joined the choir, we are currently learning another Tremaine Hawkins song. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, Lord, you trying to steer me down the road to learn about these Tremaine Hawkins songs and all of these things. And so I just found that like a God thing leading me to this song. This woman was in this song basically saying to God, if you, Jesus, if you give me another chance, I will not let you down. I will, if you give me another chance, I will give my life to you wholeheartedly. The anointing on this song, literally, ooh, I cannot explain it. Y'all just gotta go listen to it. I'm gonna link it in the show notes as well. So that song was literally like, it was speaking to my heart because if we are talking about doing things without God, I can count how many times I have done that as an entrepreneur, as a mother, as a vessel, just like a creative person. There has been things that I have pursued that was outside of God's will, but it catered to my flesh, right? Relationships, even dating situations. There have been things that I would literally pursue that God didn't have anything to do with. And this season of my life, I really believe wholeheartedly that God, he ain't playing with me no more. Like, the lyrics to this song, let me pull it up. And it speaks like, when I tell y'all this is like my new song. Like, this describes me perfectly. It says, day is almost night, and I don't want to lose this fight. I've fooled around much too long. Yes, I have. Now I've been laxed. But you see, I don't want to ever look back because I know that I've done wrong. Lord, if you give me the strength I need, Lord, I want to be able to succeed. And I'll heed to your every command, and to everyone I will show. I will show my purpose and I will show my goals. And in you, I will be able to stand. This is a season that you're going to have to do every single thing with God. And I know that sounds like a duh, but when what I'm saying is the temptation to become selfishly ambitious, the temptation to operate in your flesh is going to catch you off guard. So much so to the point where when you begin leaning on your own understanding, if you allow Jesus, your spirit, your mind, your heart to be contaminated with comparison or lack or just desires of your own heart, right? Evil desires, I would say. It will be easy for you to think that Jesus, think that you're doing something for God. And you're putting his name on it, and you're telling people, you know, God told me to do this, God told me to do that. And the whole time, you're doing it for you. Whole time, you're doing it to be seen. Whole time, you're doing it for attention. You're doing it for self-gratification. And for a lot of us, especially me, we cannot afford to begin operating in selfish ambition, not in this season, not anymore, like not ever. I know what it's like to do that. I know what it's like to think that I'm doing something for God and think that, you know, this is going to glorify God. Whole time, if I peel back the layers of it would be because I needed something, or I was trying to fill a void, or I was following in someone else's footsteps, right? This is why The consecration is so important. Being off of social media, being in a season of isolation really teaches you how to become intimate with God. When there's not too many voices in your ear, when there isn't anyone around you, and your only friend is God, that teaches you how to talk to him. It teaches you how to ask him questions. It teaches you how to just seek him and seek his word and learn his word and all of the things, right? It builds up your intimacy with God. And so being off of social media, being away from certain people, not having certain people in my life at this time, I really believe clearly that that was God's design for the specific reason of getting me together, first and foremost, but to realign me with his will for my life, especially when it comes to business, when it comes to putting out my programs and promoting the business and the courses and all of the things. I have to always keep at the forefront, I'm doing this for God. And if this is gratifying me, if this is giving me glory, then my messaging is off. I'm out of alignment. Then I am going to eventually lead somebody astray. If I'm not doing any of this for God, I can assure you, God is not going to allow me to succeed in it. Also, yesterday I was watching this YouTube video of this girl, Shonda Moore, I think. I don't have it pulled up right now, but her name is Shonda Martin, not Moore, Shonda Martin. I'm gonna link this video in the show notes as well. But I was listening to the video that she posted yesterday. It's called Faith and Finances. And she was just dropping a bunch of gems on just finances and how us Christians do not steward over our finances, and how a lot of times we don't exercise our faith when it comes to finances. We ask God for money. We don't ask God for resources. We don't ask God to increase our faith. We don't ask him to reveal our gifts to us, right? We don't ask him for business ideas. We just ask him for money, right? And so she gave this scripture and it was like, ooh, Lord, is you cutting me in my heart? Because y'all know the word of God is like a double-edged sword. Y'all know that scripture. It's a double-edged sword. Like if it's true and it's penetrating your heart and it feel like God is cutting you, that's because it is. It's supposed to do that. So one of the verses that she gave was Haggai chapter 1 verse 5. And I think it goes through verse 9 or 10. But verse 5 says, "Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it." Not you coming for me on this glorious day. And then had the nerve to highlight and remind me of all of the times that I did that. Bringing to my remembrance the times that I have done this in the past. And I'm sitting up here like, oh, great timing. What a reminder. And so y'all know I love the context. I love reading the context. This is what it says. It says, the harder the people worked, because God was talking to the people that were, I guess he gave them a mandate to rebuild the temple. God has been talking to me about rebuilding the temple, and he's been talking to me in my finances, in my business, in my influence, like social media, stuff like that. And also in my health, about temple, like rebuilding the temple and how it pertains to each of those areas, right? So he's talking to them, the people that are building this temple. And the context says, the harder the people worked for themselves, however, the less productive they were because they were ignoring their spiritual lives. Jesus, the same can happen to us. When we put God first, He will provide for our deepest needs. If we put Him in any other place, all our other efforts are ultimately futile. Now, the Google definition of the word futile is incapable of producing any useful results, aka pointless. Has God ever blessed you with money and it seems like it just automatically went away? Every time you get some money, it seemed like it's just always going to a new bill or something that came up out of the blue. Every time God blesses you with money, we don't necessarily, like, the first thing that we don't think of is tithing. We don't think about that. We think of, all right, I got this bill. I need to get some of this. I need to get some groceries. I need to do all of this, right? And we do not even acknowledge God whenever we get money. We've prayed, like, we be praying for the money. We be praying for the opportunities and all of these things. But as soon as it comes, it's like burning a hole in our pocket. It's like, I'm going to pray for this. I'm going to pursue this. And when I get it, I'm basically putting this money into a purse filled with holes. It's going to leak out either way. If I'm pursuing it for a long time or if this is like a quick little thing that I'm pursuing, it's always going to lead to the same outcome because I'm not stewarding over it properly. We don't invest. We don't invest in our spiritual development. We don't invest in our businesses. We don't invest in coaches. We don't invest in the things that we know would excel us in life. We invest in the things that cater to our flesh. Every time. When I got a little money last year, I moved into my apartment. I got some money from my car wreck that I had. I got my taxes. And my job was paying me over $50,000. I was going on solo dates. I was taking myself to New Orleans for concerts. I was enjoying my little life, right? And not saying that those things are not, you know, important or that you shouldn't spend your money on that. But had I asked God, how do you want me to steward over this money? Yes, I was tithing, but I was not intentional about Jesus allowing God into my finances. At that point, I was just like, I got it from here. Thanks. Girl, taking myself out to eat. It was like, what? I think I told y'all this one time, but I was going to lunch on my job, going to get me some sushi for lunch. Andrea, really? Going crazy, right? And so God reminded me with this scripture. He reminded me, when I bless you with the finances this next time around, after you've, you know, repented, after you have come to this revelation and the knowledge of the purpose of money and what I want you to do with your business and your influence in this season, I need you to have a new heart posture towards money. I need you to have a new heart posture towards your finances, towards your business. What is this money for? Where is it going to? Are you just going to blow it off? Are you going to spend it on unnecessary things? Or are you going to actually steward over it? Are you going to actually invest it? Are you going to use this money to grow your business? Like, what are you doing with this money? And so I'm watching the video and she's giving out these gems and she's giving us all of these scriptures regarding finances and things like that. And it literally just woke me up. It woke me up to the idea of, wow, I never expressed my faith in this area of my life. I never invested properly in this area of my life. I would literally, and even before this, I remember my relationship with money has always been bad, right? It's literally hereditary. It's passed down, right? Generationally. But I can remember tithing and being so upset about it. Like, man, I could be using this money to go get my nails done. Or I could be using this money to get me some food. Or I can be, like, selfish with the money, right? And since I've been in a position where I would, literally be broke, not able to pay for my food, not being able to pay for my bills. That teaches you how to be very resourceful, but it also teaches you how to seek God differently. It's like, I know what it's like to, like Paul said in the Bible, I know what it's like to have plenty. I know what it's like to not have anything at all. But ultimately, I know what it's like to have God in both seasons of my life. And so for me, this season is very different because God is highlighting these things to me before I get to a point where this could occur in my life again, right? Like, he's stopping me dead in my tracks, reminding me, even with that video, even with the song, the Holy One, even with these resources and these tools that are available to all of us, it's like he's warning me not to become like that anymore, not to improperly steward over my finances like that anymore. It really feel like God is like, before I give this to you, I just want you to know, okay, we not finna do that no more. Like, no, your relationship with money is about to change. Your relationship with finances, like even learning about assets, learning about dividends, things of that nature, like, yeah, it's going to be real different around here. So the other part of the context in Haggai chapter 1 says, caring only for your comfort and pleasure while ignoring your relationship with God will lead to ruin. And the Google definition of the word ruin is destruction, disintegration. There have been times in my past where I would purposely focus on the business and growing, living in pursuit, or whatever the case may be, only to avoid my personal life. Yeah, Lord, I don't want to talk about that. So, you know, can you just give me a business idea or something? Like, Lord, it ain't going too good over here. I ain't trying to pray for that today. Can we speed it along here, because I don't even care. Like, no, I don't want to be focused on that. I don't want to worry about that. I don't want to think about that. Let's go over here to entrepreneurship. And that is still a temptation, you guys. That is a temptation. When I tell y'all, I be tempted. I be like, look here, Lord. No, I don't want to pray for that person. I don't want to fast. No, I don't want to. I don't want to help this person. What do you mean? I don't want to pray about that. And your flesh can easily put you in a position where you are only seeking God regarding this business. You're only seeking God regarding how you can get ahead in life. You're only seeking God for the purpose of avoiding what you actually need to be stewarding over in this season of your spiritual life. And that, my friends, becomes idolatry. And before any of us gets to a point where we begin to make the thing that God is telling us to do an idol, the thing that God is telling us to pursue an idol, let's go ahead and get ourselves together here in Haggai. Okay? Let's go ahead and read that context a couple of times, because ain't no way God finna play with any of us, especially me. Ain't no way God finna play. See, the thing about this season and last season for a lot of us is that you're now more spiritually mature. You have a little bit more authority. You have a little bit more spiritual discernment. You have a little bit more sense. God has given you a little bit more wisdom in an area that you used to be ignorant of. God has given you a little bit more discipline in an area where you used to easily fall victim to. So now in this season, you're like, the expectation is a little higher because you know better now. You know what to do now. Yes, you fell to that temptation a couple of times. Yes, you did this in the past. Yes, you did not steward over your finances in the past. But this time around, yeah, God is expecting a little bit more from you, as a good father does. Not perfectly, but purposefully. Another part of the context that Haggai chapter 1 say, and y'all just need to go read this for yourself. If you do not have a life application Bible and you would want one, I'm going to send you one. Click the link in my show notes to sign up for my email list. I'm going to choose one person to send a life application study Bible to, so you can get your studying on in this season of your life. Okay. When you sign up for my email list, make sure you click the Bible study check mark in the actual tab. Look, the context say God's blessing was withheld because they no longer put him first. My God, if you're going through something in your personal life, if you know you're not where you need to be spiritually, this is a temptation to become selfishly ambitious. This is a temptation to that you are literally going to fall into easily. Let me go ahead and worry about the thing that I can control. Knowing this thing that God has given you to steward over, this ain't under your control anyway. Knowing that this business that God has given you, this ain't under your control anyway. You can't control who signs up. You cannot control anything. You can put the flyer out. You can put the website up. You can put the song out. But ultimately, it is God that is going to allow the people to come support you. You ain't got no control. I don't care how many ads you run. I don't care. It don't matter. It is God that is leading people to you. So if you are just going through something in your personal life and you feel like business is going to be a way of escape, I'm going to need you to go study Haggai chapter 1, because I can personally attest that scripture is true. And because I know that to be true, I know God ain't playing with me. I know he ain't playing with me. That song that I mentioned, like, it's still it's been hitting my heart all day. I woke up singing it. It was just ringing in my spirit. I woke up singing it because that is my own personal testimony. God, I know that I've done wrong in the past. I know that I've messed up in the past. I know that I have not stewarded over my business, over my gifts, over my calling, over my platform. I know I have not been consistent. I know that I've made some mistakes in the past. But hey, if you give me one more chance, I promise you, I will never let you down. It's that serious to me now. Like, I see now. I get it. This ain't something to be playing with. This ain't just some little business. This ain't just some little book. This ain't just some little program. This is something that God literally placed on the inside of me that is going to help transform the lives of the people that he sends to me. If you want to be a dwelling place for God's glory, whether that be your business, your finances, your platforms, your social media account, whatever, if you want God to dwell in those places and spaces with you, you have to stay in alignment in all of those areas: finances, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. These areas of your life have to become more important to you. You have to ask God to give you a revelation of why these areas are important to steward over. We are not working for ourselves in this season. We are not building our own brands. Okay? We are building kingdoms. We are building businesses to glorify God. Everything that we do behind the scenes is not going to be selfishly ambitious. It's not going to be so we can make a dollar. It's not going to be so we can be financially stable. We are building something that is going to last. Like the temples in the Bible, what we are building in this season of our lives is going to be a dwelling place for God's Holy Spirit. So if you're operating in selfish ambition, you might need to pray about that. Not even might. You should be praying about that. Lord, if what I'm building is not for your glory, don't let me do it. Take the thought out of my mind. Take the idea off of my heart. Don't let me proceed. If this don't give you glory, I don't want to do it. Whatever you have for me, this is the heart posture that we need to have in this season. The heart posture is, God, however you want to dwell on the inside of these areas of my life, I am open to it. Like, whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. Whatever However you tell me to do it, I'm going to do it. Again, y'all remember, I've been talking about God is leading us back to some things that we either put down or some things that we improperly stewarded over. And he's given us a chance to redeem ourselves in that area. But the way is going to be different. The how is going to be different. So this week, y'all just need to stay in prayer, okay? Y'all need to go ahead and get up in that prayer closet and talk to the Lord, because we cannot afford to do anything without him. We can't afford to go into Jesus, go into the promised land without him. We cannot afford to go into the marriage without him, into the friendship, into the business, into these industries, into these spaces and places, into your new church, wherever God is leading you. You cannot afford to go without him. You cannot afford to do anything in your own strength anymore, especially if it has anything to do with bringing God's people closer to him. Ain't no way. God ain't finna play with me. All right. He ain't finna play with us. He ain't finna play with nobody in this season. Okay. If you are a female entrepreneur or leader and you are struggling in an area of your flesh, whether you are battling anger issues or your emotional responses are toxic, the way you talk to people, if you are cursing, if your tongue is not tamed, if you are battling with lust, perversion, whatever the case may be, whatever act of the flesh, according to Galatians chapter 5, if you are dealing with that and you want to sign up for the 21-day discipline bootcamp, go ahead and do so. Sign up for the wait list. I will be opening up the 21-day discipline bootcamp in just a few days. So it is going to be made available to purchase. I did lower the price. Yeah, that was something that I was convicted about as well. Yeah, I lowered the price because no. No. Amen. That's all we need to say. Amen. So go ahead and sign up for the wait list. That link is in the show notes as well. I'm going to put that video that I watched on YouTube. I'm going to put that in the show notes. And I'm going to put all of the videos that I watched yesterday, all of the praise break songs and everything that I watched yesterday. I'm going to put all of that in the show notes below this episode. Also, sign up for my email list. Click on the Bible study tab if you want to receive a brand new life application Bible, a life application study Bible to help you grow in your knowledge and wisdom in Christ. I have one more announcement. Just one more. I promise you, before we get on up out of here. The Living in Pursuit community is now open. Me and these sounds, it don't make no sense. And the fact that my son is starting to do it too, crazy work is being done. But I launched, if you know, you know, I launched this community a couple of years ago and I was not ready for it. I was not ready to steward over it, right? But this season, God has literally taught me everything that he's telling me to do does not require my intellect. It only requires my faith. Amen. It only requires his spirit. So everything that we are going to be doing inside of the community is going to be spirit led, Holy Spirit led, period. Like every single thing. This group is perfect for female entrepreneurs and leaders. If you are thinking about starting a business, if you are already in that journey of pursuing entrepreneurship, the community is great for you. There's going to be spiritual development, business development, emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence. Everything that I teach in my one-on-one coaching sessions is going to happen live inside of the community. This is a dwelling place for God to come into so that we can talk about life and business. We can talk about the things of the spirit and the things of business. So everything that God gives me to share in life coaching and business coaching is going to be inside of the community. And because I am announcing it here on the podcast, I'm giving y'all a discount for the first month. If you want to sign up for the Living in Pursuit community, go ahead, click the link in the show notes below. And when it comes to the checkout screen, put in the word pursue. Use the discount code word pursue to get 50% off of your first month's payment. This is a month-to-month community, so you will be able to have access to prayer calls, coaching sessions, monthly master classes. Y'all, I just learned how to do something with ChatGPT to help me with my courses, and I need to teach somebody, okay? I need to show somebody what the Lord be showing me, all right? And I only want to show it to kingdom leaders and kingdom entrepreneurs and everyone who is just pursuing after the things of God. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are a creative, if you are an influencer, content creator, whatever the case may be, go ahead and sign up for the community. All of the information is in the show notes below. Look, I've been talking for 40 minutes. I am way over time. I done overextended my welcome here. I gots to go. I love you guys. I really do. Genuinely, wholeheartedly, I do. That's why I'm over here getting it together. I gots to get it together. Okay? I have to be the woman that God is calling me to be. And you guys inspire me to do that. Thank you so much for tuning in to each episode. Thank you for leaving a review and a rating. Thank you for leaving comments on my YouTube channel. I don't even be thinking that y'all be watching my videos and stuff, but thank you so much. If you're on any of my social media platforms, my Substack, wherever you are, thank you for your comment. Thank you for your follow. Thank you for your subscription. Thank you for your support. I genuinely, wholeheartedly love and appreciate each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. We gotta go. I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.